New Hampshire has long lagged behind other states when it comes to the availability of full-day kindergarten. Legislators are likely to take up the issue this year, as they have in years past. But as NHPR's Jason Moon reports, the ideas being debated in Concord likely won't change the situation for school districts who can't already afford to offer a full-day kindergarten program.
At Moose Hill School in Londonderry, kindergartners are in the middle of something called center time. Around the classroom are a handful of tables or centers where groups of four or five learn skills like reading, handwriting, and basic math.
Oh, now this one's the opposite. Ready? Circle the shape with the fewest sides. That's a new word for us, fewest, isn't it?
Circle time is just one part of a busy school day for these 5 and 6-year-olds. Moose Hill Kindergarten Coordinator Bonnie Breithaupt says that's because they have a lot to learn. Not just academics, but things like basic social skills.
I mean, they need to know what it means to be a student, but also what it means to be a friend, to share, to take turns. I mean, it's all of that.
But at Moose Hill, all of that has to fit into a school day that's just 2.5 hours. That's because Londonderry is one of the roughly 40% of school districts in New Hampshire that offer a half-day rather than full-day kindergarten program. As a state, New Hampshire has been slow to warm to the idea of kindergarten, despite research that suggests it can make a lasting positive impact on students' success. Today, a fewer percentage of kids attend full-day kindergarten in New Hampshire than in almost any other state, though more and more districts have been adding full-day programs each year. But those districts have moved to full-day programs without support from the state. The state currently funds kindergarten programs at half the rate as other grades, whether it's half-day or full-day. And that's something that Democratic State Senator Dan Feltes is hoping to change this legislative session.
Kindergartners aren't half as important as first grade, fifth grade, sixth grade, eighth grade. And so it's unfair to local school districts to only provide half of the support for kindergartners.
Feltes sponsored a bill last year that would have increased state support for kindergartners, but that bill failed on a vote that fell largely along party lines. Republicans argued that the cost, estimated at around $13 million, was too expensive. But Feltes seems optimistic that this year could be different, even with Republicans in control of all three branches of government. And that's due in part to the fact that Governor-elect Chris Sununu expressed support for fully funding kindergarten during a gubernatorial debate on NH1.
I'm a very strong supporter of making sure that we have full-day kindergarten for those districts who want it. The state has to be able to put up their fair share.
But even if there is support from the new governor, there's still likely to be opposition from Republican lawmakers like House Speaker Sean Jasper, who says the money could be better spent elsewhere.
I think that to a large degree, kindergarten is socialization of the students. I think we need to put more resources into the upper grades where the real education really takes place.
However, this debate over kindergarten plays out at the state level. Back at Moose Hill School, Londonderry Superintendent Nate Greenberg says there's a more basic math problem here.
Just having full adequacy funding wouldn't come close to what the cost would be.
The money the state sends to school districts intended to ensure a so-called adequate education starts at a base rate of $3,600 a year per pupil, or half that for kindergartners. Meanwhile, the average cost per student in New Hampshire is more than 4 times that amount. So even if the state funded kindergarten at the same level as other grades, districts with half-day programs would still face a steep cost to move to full-day.
When the state says, well, we'll pay for kindergarten, what does we'll pay for mean? All right, does we'll pay for mean we'll cover the cost of the staff? Does we'll pay for mean that we'll cover the cost of construction if necessary? Will pay for include furniture, technology, staffing? So, you know, what does it mean?
For now, it means the real debate over full-day kindergarten in New Hampshire is happening at the local level, district by district. For NHPR News, I'm Jason Moon.